Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Friday morning together as we are spending 5 minutes in God's Word. Today, we are in Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. And this part of Mark's Gospel is the shortest, perhaps the oldest, of the four Gospels. It presents the story of Jesus in a straightforward, vigorous way with emphasis on what Jesus did, portraying Jesus as a man of action and authority. Today's reading opens with the preaching of John the Baptist, presented as the forerunner to Jesus, and with Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by John. Following his baptism, Jesus spends 40 days in the desert where he is tempted by Satan. Upon his return to Galilee, he begins preaching the good news, and he invites four fishermen to follow him. So, let's begin. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written. God said, "I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you." Someone who is shouting in the desert, "Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel." So, John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. "Turn away from your sins and be baptized," he told the people, "and God will forgive your sins." Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, "The man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Not long afterward, Jesus came from Nazareth in the province of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven open and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven, "You are my own dear Son, I am pleased with you." And at once the Spirit made him go into the desert, where he stayed 40 days, being tempted by Satan. Wild animals were there also, but angels came and helped him. After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and preached the good news from God. "The right time has come," he said, "and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, catching fish with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you how to catch people." At once they left their nets and went with him. He went a little farther on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and they were in their boat getting their nets ready. As soon as Jesus saw them, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and went with Jesus. Today's key verse is Mark chapter 1, verse 15. "The right time has come," Jesus said, "and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." You know, we see this same phrase, the good news. God has sent his good news. Make way for the good news. And what is that good news? I think that good news is that God is living with his people. He has made a way available to mankind, whereby their sins can be forgiven, and because their sins are forgiven, they can now approach the holy throne of God. And of course, that comes only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. The good news that your sins can be forgiven, and you can have that blessed personal fellowship and relationship with God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in you, God's kingdom has come near. Open my heart and mind to hear and receive the good news you preach as I seek to follow you. Empower me with your Holy Spirit to be a messenger of your good news of repentance, forgiveness, and salvation. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, there we go. Another week has come and gone. I hope to see you this Sunday in church. If you can't be up in the chapel with us, then of course we are live via Zoom and on Facebook. And then of course we will be back here on Monday morning, where we will be in Mark chapter 1 verse 21, where we read about Jesus beginning his earthly ministry. Oh, beloved, these times are so precious with me, for me. And I really hope that your weekend is a blessed weekend, that all of your prayers come true, and that you are able to truly draw close to God as he draws close to you. God bless.